This is KNKX News. The hottest stretch of summer is coming up, with multiple days over 80 in the forecast. A summer heat wave can be dangerous for people living outside. Many live on hot sidewalks or sleep in hot cars. Most have no access to running water. And with COVID-19, relief is even harder to find. Many locations where people experiencing homelessness might have gone to use a water fountain or take advantage of air conditioning have shut down. Scott Cleveland is the senior director of the men's shelter at the Union Gospel Mission in Seattle. He says people can suffer from sunburn, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or worse.
People can die from dehydration. And I don't think that's on most folks' radar. I think we think about that when temperatures get to 30 degrees where people can freeze to death. But people can perish in this heat, so we're just not comfortable with that.
This summer, on any day that reaches above 80, Union Gospel Mission will open a hydration station offering cool water and sunscreen outside their shelter in the Pioneer Square neighborhood. They'll also have outreach teams with bottled water, sunscreen, lip balm, and hats.